you liked all that, you can join us for the pre-podcast entertainment and hear more ditties by
join us
Logan.
On Patreon to be part of the pre-show.
If you donate more than $2 a month, we will send you the pre-show on Patreon. Well,
send it to them. We'll just have them join the pre-show. They can try and chime in with the banter. I mean, we'll mute all of them. They won't have an opportunity to, but
for $50 a month, you can join the pre-show.
Check out all of our awesome Patreon tiers. We have a tier for every dollar amount imaginable, up to $1,000. We have 1,000 tiers on Patreon.
Do they even allow that?
You can. I don't know.
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it.
Oh, man.
Anyway, welcome to the Council Cast. This is episode 159, being recorded on March 2nd, 2021. The Council is now in session, and as with every week, we will make arbitrary decisions about topics on science, technology, and random shit.
Is that my line? Random shit?
Nope, you missed it.
Blaine, you cut out.
You cut out. It was awesome. You're like, and
that was supposed to be your line. Come on.
And then Logan's like, is that my line? Did I miss my cue? And you're like, you missed it. You wailed.
Line, please.
As you can tell, we have absolutely no background and absolutely no expertise in what we're talking about.
We don't know. We just don't know.
All Council Cast decisions are final and have no bearing on anything whatsoever, except for maybe your entertainment for the evening. Welcome to this week. We are joined with one member down. We replaced one with another one. Maybe from last week.
We did.
But you know what? We may need some more power to make sure that we can continue to power the podcast. Which is a good thing that they now have been able to get a fusion energy device running for 20 whole seconds.
What?
It only
That's
operates,
a long time.
It only operates at 180 million degrees.
Does that mean we finally can get lightsabers?
Sure. I think so.
Yes!
Do lightsabers operate off of fusion?
Yes.
They do now.
Well, it's the only thing on planet Earth that would produce enough power to stabilize a lightsaber.
Oh. Yeah, lightsabers
really?
Came from a different planet. Is
I
that what you're saying?
I have no idea.
Silas, I'm not up to date on my theoretic lightsaber technology. Would you like to explain it for me?
Please.
Yes.
Okay.
You need, with great power comes great responsibility.
Okay, I can agree with that.
Well,
and that's it. That's all you need to know.
How do you contain
pretty much all you need to know right there?
I've seen so all of the stuff that I've read and looked at about it is basically you would have to have a power source that's like the size of a Amazon warehouse to produce a controlled beam. Laser, and
or
how do you
and at that
size?
Point it's not
you just
say what
get a trained Jedi and some kyber crystals and
yeah
then it takes care of itself. Am I saying that right?
Close.
Yeah,
enough.
Sure. It takes yeah. care
kyber?
Of itself.
Is it kyber
takes care of itself. Well pronounced. I like it.
Yeah. Like, so this this lightsaber in Korea is like it's huge.
Yeah, I mean, this kind of it goes along the lines of what Silas is saying there. It's about the size of an Amazon warehouse. And, you know, Kyber and K-Star, they kind of sound similar. This might be the original lightsaber power source.
If you could miniaturize it, shrink it down into something you can hold in your hand.
Yeah, you know, we're only a couple years away from that, I think, now.
With the way technology progresses and as quickly as it is, it's probably closer to the future than we really want to admit.
I like how it will. Their goal is to get up to 5 minutes of runtime by 2025.
That's amazing,
yeah. Silas.
Yeah.
How do you solve the containment problem of the plasma field?
You just contain
is it plasma?
It.
Like, what are you doing to...
It is plasma.
More power.
More power. Okay. You just need a whole bunch of power. Then it's powerful enough to contain it. I mean, what's so hard to understand about that?
You just put it inside the handle.
Actually, I have no idea. I've only seen like some theoretical like things that I read, and then it went right over my head, and I was like, it seems like a warehouse is big, so it must need a lot of power. And that's all that I was able to deduce from the articles that I skimmed.
So then, like, because they're adjustable, so the more power means it goes longer, less power makes a shorter blade? Is that...
No, okay. It's the opposite.
It's inversely proportional.
You need more power to make a shorter blade and less power for it to just go whoosh.
Huh. Yeah.
That's what she said.
So then is there like a break point where like you have to hit so much power and then it just goes whoosh?
Did you write an article on this or something? Like, did you already write an article on councilcast.org about this and I just didn't read it? And you're like testing me to see if I read the articles on councilcast.org?
No.
Shameless plug about councilcast.org. If you're watching right now, you should definitely go check out councilcast.org.
There's a lot of great articles.
And if you
to learn more
about lightsabers.
Theoretical lightsabers.
There will be a 5-part series on councilcast.org by the end of this month, written by Dave, about how to power.
Wait, whoa, what the fuck? No, what? Huh? No.
You seem to know the most about it.
Dave, you just have to pay attention. Silas is giving you the answers to the test. He'll tell you all about it. You can write the article, and then we'll all know how to make a lightsaber.
You know what? This is just like my econ class, my econ 101 class. Like, he literally told us all of the answers in class. I just didn't pay attention.
Yeah.
I did.
I've done that, too.
That happens. Yeah, what I want to know is...
Thumbs up for this Tesseract, though.
How much power does it create in 5 minutes, do you think?
That's what I was wondering.
Were you in my brain, Brian?
I was in your brain. I'm very, very sorry. I was thinking, so it's 180 million degrees for 5 minutes. I mean, what could they power? And for how long?
It's enough to open a letter.
Well, how much of that power is being fed back into itself to maintain the output?
Yeah, it's probably actually net negative.
I don't know. I'm impressed.
I give thumbs up for, you know, making lightsabers. That seems...
Yeah.
Seems reasonable.
Thumbs up for lightsabers.
I say thumbs up for miniaturizing fusion plants. So.
Thumbs up for kyber crystals.
Thumbs up for fusion.
Thumbs up for the Tesseract.
The Tesseract has nothing to do with this.
You say that now. We'll wait for your article to come out.
Okay, that's just a little sneak peek about the article that is not coming anytime in the next year.
A sneak peek for the article not coming.
All right, please check back in 366 days and there will be a 10-part series.
Yes, if we are still going on in a year and we're still trying to make this whole shit
what
work,
do you mean if?
There will be a 10-part article.
We are going to continue doing this.
I mean, forever. Yes,
we are continue
doing
continue.
It. We have so many fans. You are letting them all down right now, Dave.
Somebody,
damn
let me
straight.
Read this comment to everyone, because this was written for real on our
YouTube
account. My life has really changed since I started ... You know, you get the rest. It makes sense. They wrote that 5 hours ago.
That's
...
Blaine, you 100 should put down 2025 that we review this again. So let's make sure we go back to the fusion topic in 2025. Dave, you have a reprieve. You have till 2025 to write the article about fusion and
lightsabers. I'll be dead by then.
It'll be amazing. It'll be a book. You know?
In the year 2525.
Why are you very orange?
Because I'm running through a Sahara Desert-ish type thing right now.
Oh, are you playing fork knife still?
No.
His normal skin color is whatever.
I am a carrot.
Do you have horns coming out of your head?
How many carrots did you eat last week?
Huh?
Well,
a lot.
Something that you may not need a fusion reactor for powering is lasers, though. They're not nearly as power hungry as lightsabers. But apparently,
no, they're not.
Scientists have made a laser micro robot that can make your surgeries less invasive. So nothing like that's cutting nice. You open with lasers.
I have so a real they, problem with this.
They make a little tiny incision. They drop in the drone.
No, they drop
the little, drone. The little, a little, you, just like a
an
little
Air Force pilot, 40 miles away, flying I mean, that thing through you.
It's this big. It's big enough to fly around inside of you, literally, and or crawl. It might have little.
It swims
like
actually.
Little spider.
Swims around in you,
and goes inside, finds the ailment, uses a laser beam to make the incisions, to cauterize the wound, to regrow your bones. I mean, lasers can do all kinds of cool things. And I don't know. I'm just glad that I live in a time when I have access to robot laser robot laser.
Is this robot laser similar
medical professionals.
to the lightsaber that we were talking about a minute ago?
But just a lot tinier. Smaller.
Okay, so if we can miniaturize a lightsaber down to a miniature laser, why can't we do what they did in that movie Fantastic Voyage in the 60s, where they just mm-hmm. shrunk the whole medical team down in a submarine, and they just injected them into the person, and they floated around and fixed all the problems?
I'm an
why
old
do we have to have this? Why? I don't get it.
From the Rio Grande.
I think I saw that in the Magic School Bus, too.
Oh, yeah. Like well, every week.
There was the Fantastic Voyage, and then there was Interspace. Two excellent examples of the fact that we know how to miniaturize things, and we can go inside people and fix stuff. I don't get this whole laser crawling around thing.
You know, what would be even better is... You shrink down a person with a lightsaber and you use the lightsaber to cut away things inside of the body.
That would make... Better. Oh, so we take the technology from earlier, we shrink that down. Yeah. Together then we have somebody hold that technology and we shrink them down. So that laser, when you start to shrink it down, because of homeopathic medicine has taught me anything, the more you start to reduce things, the more powerful they become. So this lightsaber is
that,
going
okay,
to be...
Okay, now I understand the lightsaber inverse proportion. Thank you.
Yes.
That's another this answer is... you gave me to put into my presentation in the next 10 years.
Right,
this
down.
Is awesome.
It's all right here. It's all right here.
Well, oh, up there. Okay.
Hopefully
a
nobody goes into your brain. A 20-part
encyclopedia about this information.
I don't know. I don't have much. I don't really know. I have a real problem with this tiny laser. I just think that they could just keep getting smaller until you can just send the submarine in with the medical team and fix all the problems. So I'm going to say thumbs down.
Oh gosh, this, 80s shrinking. Jeez.
This is the first step on the path to 80s shrinking.
Just skip all.
I'm sure
steps.
You could get a more curable cancer if you stood in the center of a mushroom cloud.
Hey, I don't know. I like tiny robots, so, you know, thumbs up for that.
Yeah, you know, I think that putting little lasers inside of your body, if I could use them to shoot other people, is a good thing. So, thumbs up for that.
Okay. Thumbs up?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs down.
And the video on this article is actually pretty sweet.
It's pretty
let me open it. I didn't even look at this one.
Two thumbs up for this one. This is great. Like,
does it demonstrate?
Oh, yeah.
Like a full demonstration?
It shows a comparison between the mini laser and a traditional multi-armed device cutting away a piece of tissue. And the laser is pretty sweet.
Let's host it on Vimeo, too. That's awesome.
Interesting.
Oh man, there's a lot of snipping in there. Snapping in there.
Wait, so is this kind of like the, you know, put your car key inside your arm thing?
No, definitely not.
Like that type of biometric enhancement?
No, this is to perform incisions, and the laser is adjustable for
so that you can put your car key inside of you.
Yes.
Sure.
Got it.
Sure.
Blaine, this is where you find a segue.
Oh, wow.
Well, hey, you know, something that you wouldn't need to have anything cut out of you is 5G, because Verizon says you don't need it. Verizon says that apparently if you have 5G on your phone and you're using too much battery to turn it off, you don't need it. 5G is for wussies.
Wow. What?
So is this real 5G or is this fake 5G?
Now they're talking about the fake 5G.
That's the 4G, you know, that's been rebranded as 5G, have done.
It's done so well, it's difficult to know when they're faking. So
that's what she said.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, Steve, I'm not sure if it is the fake 5G or real 5G, but I guess at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter, is that they apparently, Verizon support staff told people that if you are getting higher battery drain, to just turn it off.
Hey, don't tell me how to use my phone.
Okay, so it is to turn off the real 5G, because I
think
to
so.
Turn
yeah.
on LTE, which has been rebranded like 5G something, depending on which provider you're on, which is actually the old 4G LTE.
Mm-hmm. Still charge you more for it, just FYI.
We had Sprint at the house for a while, and we couldn't get any reception at all. And when I called the company,
you have Sprint.
They said, just turn on your Wi-Fi support. And I said, why do I have to pay for Wi-Fi to be able to use my phone in my home? And they said, well, it was just funny because it was, I wanted my cell phone to work where I was at. And since it didn't, and they could provide me no help, they told me just to use the Wi-Fi I was already paying for to make my phone work in my home.
That is really irritating.
I'm glad
thumbs down
5G,
for Sprint.
5G,
I'm going to tweet 5G, them, actually.
Or 5G LTE.
Sprint doesn't exist anymore.
Oh.
No, I thought it was safe.
I'm going to tweet them anyway.
It's that kind of customer service that got them, you know, bought out. So.
But the fact that they allowed you to do Wi-Fi calling without any extra fees, and it was baseline on every plan, I like thumbs up for them doing that, because Verizon's a piece of shit and doesn't allow you to do that.
That's what T-Mobile does too now. Plus, you don't even have to buy a phone through them to still get it to support, which is nice.
When we had Verizon, we had cell service.
That's that's a thing, an important thing about having
trade-offs.
A cell phone.
So you switched to Sprint to pay less, but you also got less.
So what you're saying is, if you pay more, you always get more?
Yes, if you pay more, you get more.
Hmm. I switched to Sprint for very, very, like, 10 days, and I got out. It's like, I don't have any service where I live. Why would I continue to do this? Oh, just use your Wi-Fi.
So if you're on Sprint, you have to Sprint to find your network. Gotcha.
Yes. Dope.
Sounds like a lot of work.
But this tweet is just classic mobile...
The runner's cell phone provider.
Like, I would not be surprised to see this tweet coming out of any of the major carriers, because they just want to extract as much money from you as possible.
So yeah, you know, I give this a big thumbs down to Verizon for I don't know, just not being very helpful.
You know what is helpful, though? Being given an opportunity to buy shit online. Especially when that is incredibly difficult because of scammers and bots. And scalpers
Blaine?
And
yeah.
Other things.
Can you please do this?
Yeah, I'm not as good at it.
Oh, no, that was good.
I just had nothing else to add to that last conversation, so I was like... Maybe I'll talk about this one. But now that I know what it is, I probably have nothing to say about this too.
It was a really good try. You know, you do probably have something you could say. You know, have you ever been in a situation where you really wanted to buy something but you couldn't because it was always out of stock?
Yes.
No, but I have
the NVIDIA GTX 3080 for the past 2 months.
Well, now Newegg is offering you a way that could potentially win you the chance to buy that.
I have entered multiple Newegg shuffles, and I have not won any of them.
I haven't even entered one yet.
Let's see.
Oh, man. Sucks to suck, bro.
I know.
It does.
I don't even know how the hell you find out when it's going live.
You have to set up a code on your computer to enter the enter the contest for you.
Don't you have to Bitcoin?
The scalpers and the hackers are all getting in on these ahead of me. So,
don't you have to Snapchat a hashtag when you Bitcoin for that? I have no idea what we're talking about.
So you can actually head over to stockdrops.net.
Dave's making fun of me now. That's hilarious. You just made that up, right?
Join their Discord server and then sign up for the alerts, and they will send you a Discord message whenever a product that you're trying to buy goes on sale, and then you just hope that you're one of the fastest ones to get, and you buy it.
Hmm. You're the third caller!
That is actually a legit site. I am in that Discord channel right now.
So, well, if you didn't want to have to act so fast, the Newegg shuffle might allow you to do it quicker. I'm not 100% sure how it really works or how long you have to buy the item.
So you enter in to the shuffle. They announce it like 10 minutes before the shuffle goes live. They announce the products. Then the products, you can sign up to for the raffle for, I think, like 4 hours. And then they'll send you an email, and you have like 5 hours to purchase it after that, and then it gets rolled into the next shuffle. They're usually two or three a week, and it's Newegg's attempt to get around the bots, but it just means that the bots can make thousands of accounts and sign up for them anyway. I don't have
that's
a good
kind of what I thought.
This is obviously not a good one.
Well, I mean, it certainly seems better than just, you know, throwing them up there and letting anybody get to it. I mean, it gives other people a chance, at least.
There is technologies out there that do a much better job at identifying who are real people and who are bots. Mm. This is something that's been plaguing the sneaker industry for the last several years, and it is now finally hitting technology. And a lot of the sneaker sites have figured out a ways to counteract mass bots. But people just don't want to pay for it to upgrade their systems.
You know, I wish that we weren't in a situation like this where we wouldn't have to enter raffles just to get the chance to buy something. So, you know, I kind of give the whole situation a thumbs down, but I do appreciate them trying to do something to help, so I just wish
and
it was
better.
And
at least the prices aren't absolutely insane on most of the products like some of the other sites. So that's, again, good for them.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, good point. So, I mean, they're still selling them, at, if not at, very close to MSRP, I guess?
No, they're not.
Or are they still above?
MSRP,
okay.
But they're like better than other sites in scalping, like
better
eBay
than buying
places
on eBay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Better than a swift kick in the ass, too, I bet.
That it is.
Well, you know, I guess good luck. Well, if you want to buy something, guess enter yourself at the Newegg Shuffle and good luck to you.
That sounds like a dance.
Yeah, it could be.
The
maybe,
Newegg Shuffle.
Maybe you should write a song about it. It's like the Cupid Shuffle.
I'm just gonna articles about it.
I'm just gonna put it on a t-shirt.
Well, something you might not want to put on your t-shirt is an iPod click wheel, because it's about the worst
actually,
technology ever.
Shuffle. I saw a shirt like that at one point.
A shirt with an iPod click wheel?
Yeah.
Did anyone watch this video?
No.
No.
I watched the video and. I mean, it's an iPod shuffle in the fact that it's got the face of an iPod shuffle.
No,
other
it's
than
not
that,
a shuffle, it's a third gen iPod.
Oh.
Other than that, every single piece inside it is a completely different component from that. He just used the face to create this device and
sorry,
do what it does.
Gen. Not
but the last like 30 seconds of his 15-minute video is talking about the travesty that's taken place with the music business, how music should be important to you, and you should listen to music because it has meaning to you. And I was like, oh, I threw up on my phone twice at the end of that. But I thought that the device that he made was pretty cool. Just that he took all these parts and pieces from all over the place and stuck it all together and put it inside that shell and wrote programming. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think this is, you know, so the deal is that this guy basically took an old iPod with a click wheel, whatever it was, third gen iPod.
Fourth gen. The third gen had the four buttons on top above the wheel.
Ah. So he took one of these and he basically hacked it apart, took it apart, like Brian said, and built his own little Raspberry Pi computer to create Spotify, basically. So he can carry around an iPod that plays Spotify. I thought this was pretty interesting. I mean, he stuffed a Raspberry Pi Zero W inside of it. And
that's what she said.
Yeah, and it still was able to retain kind of the click wheel interface and make it work. So I guess,
yeah, good job. I thought all that was pretty cool. Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool to be able to like recycle old technology. Like I do that all the time. Like I'll take like an old paper bag and I'll put like an iPod shuffle in it. And I'm like, hey,
look. You put your face in it and do the Newegg shuffle?
Yeah, right after I'm done doing a Harlem Shake. So
I need to figure out all this techie stuff because I have a toaster that decides what color that it cooks the toast a different thing every single time, and so I need to like reprogram it. I need to say like this toaster used to suck, but I tore it apart, made it completely different with a whole bunch of different parts, and turned it into a toaster that actually works.
Why didn't you just buy a new toaster?
I love how...
Dave, you don't understand.
Why don't you hire this guy to make you a better toaster?
I should!
Reuse? Re-pretend?
Re-bicycle.
Re-bicycle.
There you go. Thumbs up. Good job.
Thumbs up for the tech. Thumbs down for the little message at the end about music.
Fair enough.
Fair play.
Well, you know, somebody who probably doesn't have an iPod is a plastic surgeon who apparently decided he was going to appear in traffic court over Zoom while operating on somebody.
That's like the biggest middle finger to the judge I could ever imagine. Like, I literally do not have time for you right now. This is the lowest priority on my schedule. Just so you know. I am far better than stupid traffic court, so I'm going to continue to take care of my job. Go screw yourself.
Pretty much. Yeah. He apparently joined the Zoom call, and when the judge asked, "Are you available for trial? It looks like you're in an operating room right now." The doctor replied and said, "I am, sir. I am in an operating room, and I am available for trial."
Right here, right now, in this operating room, that's where I'm available for trial.
How do you plead?
Not really guilty.
Not guilty.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Did he lose his medical license?
No, they actually ended up just rescheduling the hearing, I guess.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
Oh, you can't say I love that.
You can't say I didn't show up for court.
Well, you know, this is just another case of people being ridiculous on Zoom. I mean, just like the lawyer who showed up as a cat. You know,
he was not a cat.
He might have been. I don't know. He showed up on Zoom and was a cat.
You got it.
That was just it. He was like, he said, as you can see, I'm not a cat.
I'm clearly not a cat.
But he clearly was a cat. And then I would call into question the other lawyer's ability to comprehend facts because he said, "I can see you are not a cat," when in fact his screen still showed him as a cat.
Yes. Is that the Chewbacca defense?
I rest my case.
I want to know what the person who was getting operated on said after this. You know,
after they found out that they were.
Well, how did the surgery go? Well, I'm not sure exactly how the whole surgery went because I was in court for part of it.
I was.
You know what? You know what it was? It was like just a wart removal or something.
And you know how you were supposed to fix the? I have 11 toes. You were supposed to make them down to 9 or 10. I mean, or 8, whatever. You know.
And however many toes you want.
However many toes a person has. And then they're like, "I have 12." So you can. Well, I was a little distracted, so I'm not really sure what happened.
Something. What type of surgery?
It was plastic surgery, so I didn't want to be sexist and say, like, you know, I just thought I'd go for toes.
Penis job? Here's a penis enlargement?
No, not a penis job.
Here's one of the reviews for the doctor. It says, "Dr. Green was able to augment my breasts, lift my face, attend court via Zoom, spay and neuter all my pets, and do my taxes all at the same time. I am so impressed."
Wait, is he a licensed tax preparer? That could be a crime.
He does people's taxes while he's in surgery.
That's amazing. This guy's the bomb. Can he do my taxes, please?
I want to know.
Yes, but you also have to get a tuck or a
nip
or an uptuck or a nip or something.
Augmentation.
You have to get a penis job.
I'll get something augmented.
I'm concerned on Brian there. He seemed to really enjoy that.
Well, I just gotta imagine. You gotta think. Well, how would you feel if you woke up and found that your doctor,
but the wrong thing was augmented.
What if I woke up and realized I was actually in traffic court for my doctor?
Yeah.
How'd the surgery go? I had a dream you were in traffic court.
Oh
well.
Yeah, I don't know why you would have dreamt that. You don't know what you're talking about.
Kind of unabashed about the whole thing.
Yeah, I give it a thumbs down.
I give it a thumbs down because I don't like Zoom. So
there you go. That's only fair. Well, you know what? I think with that, we're going to move on to our Elon Musk pitches for the week. Anybody want to pitch something for Mr. Musk?
Yeah,
I have an idea
for him. Whoa! I want Elon to perfect miniaturizing things. So
dang it!
He can miniaturize a submarine and a medical crew so they can go inside people and fix stuff.
I think that's a horrible idea. I think that's the worst idea you've ever had.
I would like Elon.
Well, that's saying something right there.
I would like Elon Musk to perfect the ability to enlarge things. So when people get shrunk down to go into submarines, they can be enlarged back to normal size and aren't stuck miniaturized.
All right, fine. I give both of these ideas a thumbs up. I'm just sad that.
Okay, and then I would like ideas getting Elon, stolen. I'd like Elon Musk to make sure that whatever form of cancer we get from all of this shrinking and enlarging can actually be cured.
Let's not get into the realm of science fiction, Logan.
Good God.
Oh, yeah, curing cancer. Okay, cool.
I missed what Silas's was.
Mine was going to be all of these things that have already been said by everyone else, so I have to think for a second.
Wait, so Silas's is... So Brian wants perfected miniaturization. Dave wants perfected enlarging. Not going to say why. Silas, are you saying you just want one device that combines both of them?
Ooh, I mean, that'd be cooler. I mean... That depends. No, I want them to make a. I want him to make a lightsaber that only takes up the size of a high school gymnasium and not an Amazon
warehouse.
That's a.
That's a good
baby steps.
Sure.
Baby steps.
I mean, I feel like that one's actually reasonable. Like what type of high school gym are we talking? Like,
well, are we Texas high school gym or Kansas high school gym?
We're talking a fancy high school gym, like, you know, one of the new high schools that obviously has way too much money because of gerrymandering and stuff. But, you know, I want that size high school gym.
Who's Jerry and why is he mandering?
I don't know.
Why is Mandy Jerrying?
Well, we all know the Jerry dance, so it makes sense.
What do you think? You know how expensive it is now to have stuff fixed on your person. What do you think it would cost to first of all, have the submarine miniaturized?
Okay.
And have the crew inside. We're talking about a lot of, you know, that there's at least two or three people that need to be on board to monitor things and do stuff.
How much pressure?
What do you think it would cost to have them go in there and fix your liver or your spleen or your whatever?
Are we talking like tomorrow or 10 years from now?
I mean, right now, what do you think it would cost?
If we were to do it right now, like if we're like, hey, we want this done tomorrow.
Let's just jump.
Or by
past
the end of the year.
No. Right now, miniaturizing submarines is.
Oh, you're saying the technology already exists. How much would it cost to do that?
Right. Based on what it costs to do a normal procedure now, what's it going to cost to have a whole team of people in a submarine inside?
We're talking $1 million easy because it's a whole team.
Inside? Are they doctors though, or are they just there's random?
No, we need real submarine. We need real submarine
tech, some person that can read sailors. Schematics. You know, there's a whole team of people in there. I don't know.
We need a bunch of seamen to go inside of your body. Gotcha.
yes, that's my pitch.
All right.
Been watching a lot of Arrested Development.
Logan, what was yours? I think I missed yours as well.
To cure cancer.
Oh yeah, to cure cancer from shrinking and enlarging. Gotcha. All right.
See, the last 5 weeks, my suggestions have been things that actually exist. So.
And it has been again, like as you stated earlier in the episode. The technology to shrink people currently exists.
I'll write a blog on that.
I mean, you said it was great. Available back in the 60s.
Series of documentaries, Interspace, Fantastic Voyage.
I think the newest technology was shown off in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh. Okay.
Two.
I might want to look into that one again.
Was that a Jerry Bruckheimer film?
That's a Ken Burns documentary, Silas.
My bad. Hey, well, thumbs up. This is a great round of ideas. I think the best ideas that we've had yet tonight. We should stop while we're ahead.
Well, I'm going to pitch that. I think Mr. Musk should
come up with a
perfect toaster. You know, Brian was complaining about how his toast doesn't come out
right.
I think that, you know, Instant Pot kind of came out. They revolutionized pressure cookers. He should come out with the Instant Pot for toasters.
I agree.
Or he should just come out with Instant Pot.
Well, there does happen to be a toaster whose actual name is Perfect Toaster.
Well,
is it on Amazon?
That's probably the crappy one that I have.
Yeah, but this is like Perfect Toaster is.
It costs
$35
for this toaster. First piece of toast. You set it for a 3, burns it. Set it for a 2, doesn't even toast it at all. Back and forth. And then you set it on 3 or 4, and every time it's different.
Yeah, and that's my problem with the toaster.
It's currently unavailable. Why would you send us a link to something that's currently unavailable?
You run it once. You run it for the first time, it doesn't do anything. You run it the second time, it's burned to a crisp. You run it the third time, it's like semi-almost perfect. You run it the fourth time, it's perfect. Fifth time, burned to a crisp.
Sixth, it's now done.
You got the same toaster I've got.
Must be. He can fix this, I'm pretty sure. He'll figure that out.
He can do the miniaturization thing.
Can you play Skyrim on this toaster?
Why not? Yeah.
It just ruins food. All the toaster does is ruins food.
Hey, I love a perfect toaster that isn't the one that is out of stock that Dave just sent us all. So thumbs up for Blaine's idea.
Don't buy that one. That one burns.
It is $300. This toaster.
I paid
is
way less for mine. It doesn't work.
Yeah, how much would your toaster be, Blaine?
$1 million. No, it'd be like $65.
That seems reasonable.
That Tesla.
It's perfect.
Like if it. Yeah, can you get one as an optional feature in a Tesla as well?
Yeah, yeah. It actually slots into the center console.
He's just. It's
for toast on the go.
His own wind turbine that attaches to the roof. It's renewable.
That makes perfect sense.
Who doesn't want a nice English muffin on your way to work in the morning?
Yeah. You don't need to eat breakfast.
I love waking up
before
to the smell
you leave. You eat breakfast on the way.
I like these.
Actually,
these are great.
Actually, this makes me hungry for English muffins. I think after this, I'm going to run to the store and get English muffins.
Yeah.
So I have them for breakfast tomorrow.
Oh, I thought you'd eat them right. Eat them in your car.
He doesn't have
I don't have your toaster yet. I can't do it. Also, I don't have a Tesla.
That you haven't toasted?
Yeah, it's the worst.
Yeah, not fun. And I think with that, I'm going to go ahead and call this council meeting adjourned. If you want to eat cold English muffins, just don't. Thank you for listening. We do record this podcast live Tuesday nights on YouTube.
PSA.
And if you liked what you saw and you want to check out all of our past episodes of the CouncilCast, you can go to CouncilCast.org or search on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. If you have a topic you would like the council's decision on, you can email us at idontcare@councilcast.org or connect with us on Twitter at RealCouncilCast. Thanks for listening and goodbye.
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 Goodbye.